Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape. And a wrench. And a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the DraftKings Over-Under Show with the Bankroll Boys, Joe Murray and Dan Lifshatz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, let's fire it up. Let's fire it up, people. I got money to burn. Got money to burn. Nice little week last week. Nice little Thursday night for us, a little victory lap there. And I think I should just start it off with the old baseball bet that hit this week. My biggest baseball bet of the year, over 19 and a half home runs. Thank you, Luke Voit. So I'll take that little victory lap. And I hit the no-hitter this year as well.
You did. You went 2-0 on those.
So done. Baseball over with. Don't care anymore. I will take an L, Dan. Had the Clippers winning the whole thing this year.
There you go. Told you they sucked. Told you they were...
Well, they didn't suck.
Suck is a strong word. Told you they were extremely overrated and Paul George wasn't that good.
I think it was more about they weren't right in the bubble. Guys showed up late. Dude, Lou Williams went to a strip club and got wings. All right,
That was before the season even started. That's not an excuse.
No, but I'm saying Montrezl Harrell. I know Montrezl Harrell had his a family issue. Things weren't right, man.
Montrezl Harrell was the worst player for that team. He was like a minus 120 in the final three games. Okay. Ridiculous.
Yes, Paul George stunk. Yes, they needed more out of him. All I'm saying is they weren't right. The Bucks weren't right. They're
just not that good.
Okay.
They're just not that good. And I'll tell you this right now. They're not going to be that good next year either.
Well, I don't think they'll be the same and everybody won't be back.
Well, it sounds like Doc Rivers is coming back. You're locked in the Paul George. You're locked in the Kawhi Leonard. What are you changing?
I think it's weird. You're going to laugh at me, but I feel like it's a Clippers mystique. They've always sucked.
They're going to continue
to suck. It's like one of the... hey, I'm taking the L, Dan, all right? Just let me... I lost.
That's fine.
I thought the Clippers were going to win the championship, and I lost. But you know what? I won my home run bet, so I'm happy.
You did. You did. At least you didn't bet on the Clippers.
I didn't yet. I was going to.
Yep.
I was going to.
I have the Heat to win the East. They're up 2-0. Game three today. This is it, dude.
All right, Dan. I have a stat that will help Celtics fans coming up in just a little bit here. But let's set the old table on the show here. We are live, 7 a.m. We're here till 8 today. Next week, Tucker, I don't know if you know this, we're going 7 to 9.
Oh, good.
2 hours.
Nice. Like, for the rest? Or just next week?
Well, you know what I mean? In radio world, there's no more hockey show.
Right.
And this is the last week of the golf program. So, golf out!
Sorry, Artie.
No, the season's over after this, right? Yeah. Well, U.S. Open?
It's cold outside.
Yeah.
Sucks.
So, Bankroll Boys in, and then when the hockey comes back, we'll probably go back to an hour. But, hey! We'll get this is the heavy portion of the year, I would say, with everything going on. Speaking of that, big day today, dude. Celtics Heat game 3. We'll give you the tonight's line and the current series line. That game can be heard here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. We'll discuss the Western Conference, which began last night, and take a look at the championship odds in the NBA. There's college football today. There were games that were canceled. Oof. I think there were 3 games, Dan, yesterday.
A bunch of good games.
I feel bad for Houston, man. They were supposed to play Memphis. That game got canceled. And then they were like, all right, let's play Baylor. And then it got canceled last night.
They're just postponing them. They're not canceled.
Yeah, I know, but Houston's been, they've had like 4 different opponents now, and who knows. I just feel bad for the kids.
We lost FAU, Georgia Southern.
Yep. That was canceled yesterday, and then we know about Virginia Tech in Virginia,
and then Charlotte and UNC.
Yeah, in North Carolina.
That one is straight out canceled. The others are postponed; they're not canceled. The Charlotte UNC game is straight up canceled. Now they're not rescheduling it.
So we'll go over the slate today. We had a barn burner last night between Campbell and Coastal Carolina. The spread literally came down to the final drive of the game. Notre Dame takes on Southern Florida, who beat the Citadel last week. Notre Dame 25.5-point favorites. That game right here on the Sports Hub today. And then Boston College makes its debut under Coach Hafley. And then tonight, I have a pick on this one, Dan, a PP, as we like to call them, between Miami and Louisville. A couple of good quarterbacks there tonight.
Did you get it on the Thursday's podcast?
The old podster.
Okay. Yeah, so go listen to the podcast, and you'll grab Joe's play for the night.
Gave it out on the players card yesterday, too, for anybody that listened to that.
Nice.
Week 2 of the NFL. Some interesting games this weekend, including the Seahawks and the Patriots. That line's been sitting at 3.5-4 for a little bit. I haven't seen it move besides that.
Nope. It's been showing right.
That's an interesting line, and we'll talk about it at some point. The Stanley Cup Finals are set, Dan.
I gave out my play on Twitter on the Stanley Cup Finals last week before Tampa Bay clinched. Double down on the players card. If you didn't listen, I'm taking Tampa to win the series.
And for those who don't get the reference of the players card, every day at 7:30 on Toucher and Rich, right after the headline, there's a one-minute player card where we discuss a game or an odd or a future or something that you should listen to. So check that out. You got to be live for it, though. That's why they pay us the big bucks, because it's live. Then the U.S. Open. I'm Hardy. We'll have a ton of that later on at 8 o'clock today. And, of course, the victory lap at 19.
Tiger Woods missed the cut, Hardy.
And Phil Mickelson. Ooh, that's right.
I'm going to continue to say that Tiger Woods sucks, Hardy. Well, sorry.
Dan, for betters, you can bet on it.
Yeah.
Tiger Woods make the cut?
A whole bunch of people who I associate with had him to miss the cut.
Said home, look, right on, boom, right on cue on television, too, huh? Right there, little Tiger.
Tiger heading home.
Right on cue there. But, yeah, Tiger and Phil.
Was worse, right?
And Phil had tons of money on him. I saw that. I've been following along the golf odds lately, and I think there's a great value in golf. Great value.
They were the number one and number two most heavily bet golfers. Surprise, surprise.
And they are out. So anyways, Dan, for these next 5 minutes before we go to a commercial break, we can open up the phone lines at 617-779-0985. We're live. We're on Twitter. He's at Dan Lifshitz. I'm at Joey Murr. Let's talk about the Celtics Heat Game 3 on a betting perspective. Because we could vent, yell, disagree, agree.
We did. we vented and we yelled the game.
One thing we've been trying to do is an emergency podcast after all the games. I thought the first game one was so bad that I gotta go on the air. I gotta do a show. And then I did a podcast with Dan. And then after the game, I'm like, dude, do you want to do a podcast again and vent about the Celtics? Boom. Dude, there were like 300 people watching at one point. I couldn't believe that, which is cool. But people were pissed. So I thought game one was like emergency level. Then game two happened and it was like, uh-oh, panic button time. So on a betting perspective, okay, why are the Celtics -3 tonight?
If you're a bookmaker, despite the fact that it's 2-0, you're probably trying to keep a consistent level because you've probably been getting a good even share of the money on both sides. I don't believe this is a game where bookmakers are trying to bait you into a specific side, so I don't think that's been the issue. The Celtics have been getting more of the money in game one and game two, according to, Bet Online and a couple other reputable books out there. So, it's been pretty much a 50-50 split for the most part or something close to it. So there's no reason to move the line. Now, I do think you're going to see an influx of Miami money today, obviously up 2-0. Boston opened as 2.5-point favorites. They opened plus 275 to win the series. Both of those have moved. The Celtics are now minus 3 today, and the series price is now down to plus 260 at most books. There's still...
Yeah, I saw 265.
There's still... Yep, there's some 265, some 270s. Might find a 250.
These aren't made up lines.
Nope.
Okay. They're not made up. These are real lines. I'm looking right now. I use covers.com. I really like what they have to offer. They actually show every single Vegas book that's out there.
Yep. So does Vegas Insider. So, I mean, you know, you can find, you can find you know, all those lines. There's no made-up lines here, even though you have timestamps and you can tell when lines move and when they don't on specific books. But that's for another day. Listen, you're able... There has been some money coming in on Boston, and I don't think it's because people see tremendous value on the Celtics. I think it's because, at this point, if Boston is going to win the series, it has to start today. You probably, most likely, need to win the next two. Okay? Not definitely. It's not impossible to come back from 3-1. It's rather unlikely that you're going to win three straight. You're not, you know... You're not Jokic and Jamal Murray and the Denver Nuggets and doing it twice and some Cinderella story only to get canceled by the Lakers. Like, it's this is a Miami Heat team that has a bulldog mentality, and I think that they're going to step on your throats if they are if they're able to. So,
all right, look, here's another one. The total is 206.5.
207.5 now.
Okay,
it's up to 207.
So, yep, I'm using a local.
Gotcha.
There are other, of course, reputable books that are out there. I just want to be honest. Okay, 207.5.
Yep.
We gave out 208.5 on the podcast the other night.
Yep.
I'm going to tell you. Yeah, you thank your lucky stars. Hey, a bet's a bet, and you win, you win. It came down to the wire, dude. more than the wire. It came down to like a... non-foul at the end of the game.
Jaylen Brown missed a three. And then what did it end on? 216?
It ended on 207.
It ended on 207.
And they would have had to hit two free throws.
Right.
With, what, 5 seconds or whatever remaining.
Right. And
if they hit the two free throws, it goes over. Now, some people at 209, you could have bought the hook at 209.
It opened at 209. That was the opening.
Either way, it stayed under. Won the bet. It was a miracle. Like, here's the deal, Tucker. The Celtics lost and blew a 17-point lead, but we hit our bet. And it was like, yes, if they're gonna lose, at least hit the bet. You know, and it was like one of those moments. And everyone else who followed and tailed were like, this is amazing. But then all of a sudden the hatred came in for the Celtics. It was like one of those. Imagine if they lost and the bet went over. That would have been really bad.
Okay, so today's line opened at 206.5 at all the premium books, your Chris's, your DraftKings, your bet onlines, whatever. So, I mean, it's up to 207.5. I suspect that people are going to continue to bet the over in the series. I would continue to probably lean the other way until something changes. Joe, from a betting perspective, I know this is a must-win game for the Celtics, right? I think we all know that if they go down 3-0, it's over. They're not coming back on this team from 3-0. I know it's never been historically done, and it doesn't mean it's necessarily over, but it's over if they lose today. From a betting perspective, do you feel comfortable backing the Celtics at either 2.5 or 3, whatever it ends up closing at?
If the Heat are getting points, and right now they're the better team, I don't know how you go against that at this point. But I do have a trend that could help the Celtics.
I do have a trend that will counter that trend. So go ahead.
And we will discuss that on the other side. Do you think the Celtics can come back in this series? And would you bet them tonight minus 3? 617-779-0985. It's the DraftKings Over-Under Show. He's Dan Lifschitz. I'm Joe Murray. Tucker's here as well. It's 98.5 The Sport.
Who you got? These guys have the answer. Joe Murray, Dan Lifschitz. The DraftKings Over-Under Show on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All DraftKings over under show. We go 2 hours next week. So for all you people who don't wake up at 7 a.m. and wait to hear the podcast, you know, I'm going to tell you this much, Dan. I got a little something for you here. We've been giving out, like, picks on our podcast. So we do a podcast every Thursday night for everyone who knows. We do it live, and it's interactive. So you can actually, last week we had people watching the basketball game and also listening to the podcast, which is cool. We love all your support, everybody. It's great to have that. Sometimes it might be worth maybe checking in on Saturday mornings at 7 a.m. to maybe get some picks, too. So I'm going to give out a couple today because there's a couple in the NFL that I've been looking at since Thursday night. And sometimes the lines move a little bit. We're not line movers and shakers, but the lines move a little bit. So I wanted to give this one out regarding the Celtics. Well, not a pick, but I wanted to give this little trend out for the Celtics. So back in 2017-18, the Celtics led the series against the Cavs 2-0. Remember this?
I do.
The Bridgies, as everyone might remember them as.
Nope, that's the year before. Oh, okay. They were not the Bridgies.
This is the Isaiah Thomas.
This was the Jason Tatum without Kyrie Irving.
Sorry. Whoa.
Not the Bridgies.
I apologize.
It's not just you getting that wrong. It's everyone involved.
This was the Kyrie broken nose year.
Knee.
The Uncle Drew.
Yes.
Movie.
Yeah. Uncle Drew, but he had the knee problem.
Yes. Yeah. So, I'm sorry.
Wiring out of the knee.
I apologize to the Bridgies. The Uncle Drew year.
Actually, you're probably doing the Bridges a favor by calling them Bridges because the Bridges never made it that far.
The Uncle Drew season.
And they won one game the year before.
Up 2-0 on the Cavs. What did the Cavs end up doing?
Did they get swept?
They came back and won the series in a game 7.
Right.
Jeff Green.
Right.
And then they went on to lose to the Warriors in 5, which I remember I had a nice little... A little bet against you.
I think they went 4.
Oh, well, it might have been 5 because I remember we had a bet, me and you.
No, I think I took them to lose in 5. I think you took them to get swept.
Whatever, I won the bet.
You won the bet,
That's
yeah.
all I remember.
Yep, you did.
Anyways, so the Celtics went up 2-0 in the Eastern. And then last year, the Raptors.
Clean sweep.
Okay, good. There we go. Yep. The Raptors trailed the Bucks last year 2-0. And went on to beat the Warriors, one of the greatest teams of all time. A little hurt, don't get me wrong. Now, these are the last two Eastern Conference Finals. The team that started out 2-0, that started down 2-0, ended up coming back to win the series.
Okay.
The different circumstances is that we're not going from Boston to Miami. This is all in a neutral site.
Different circumstances is that you don't have Kawhi Leonard or LeBron James. Simple. Simple as that. Make it simple.
I'll give you that.
You don't have a superstar. In fact, in the NBA's entire history of every single conference matchup, a team that starts 0-2 in the finals has won 9 times for a how much percentage, Joe?
Ooh, what do we got?
2.1%.
Oh, but for those who really are interested in the Celtics, what are the series odds again for them to come back and win the series? 260, 265?
260, 65, 70 okay. range. So you're probably looking around 25. All right,
what's better to do? Bet tonight's game if you like them or get in on the series?
I think at this point you probably don't want to take the series price. I think you're looking at a game-by-game basis. Because if they lose tonight, you've lost your series bet. If they win tonight, you can still lose your series bet and feel worse about it because they came back. I'd say, listen, if you like Boston to win the series, power to you. I don't think the series is over by any means yet. I just don't like them to win the series. I had Miami at the start. I hope the Celtics win tonight because if they don't, the series is over and we're probably going home and 4-5.
And the team's going to change.
And think,
you know, they have a great core, but Danny Ainge is going to mix it up.
Yeah.
Danny Ainge will look at somebody on the team, Marcus Smart, somebody.
I don't think it's going to be Jalen because he just signed an extension. I don't even know if he's
true. I'm just saying he's going to make a move.
Yes, agreed.
That's it. He's not afraid to trade anybody. He'll trade Tatum if he wants. That'd be stupid, but he would do it. So as far as betting tonight, it's the Heat to me or nothing. That's the way I look at it. And I'm not going to bet the game. I have a lot. There's a lot of college football that I'm looking at.
Yep.
Who knows? We'll see how the day goes, and then we'll get to that point. If anything, I look at a total, and I think if the Celtics win tonight, it's a bad shooting night for Miami. It's a good shooting night for Boston. If I can get it at 207.5, I'd probably go under.
Yep. I mean, that would be the way that I would look at it, too. I'd continue to ride the under streak. Now, again, game one went to overtime. If it doesn't go to overtime, the under hits. So, 1-1 right now. So, I mean, we're not exactly, we don't exactly have a great advantage here. In every game, both games have been very close at the end, Joe. So, I mean, there is definitely the endangerment of overtime here. We just kind of have to live and die with, but I would lean under. I'm not going to play a side. I'm probably not going to play a total. I'm probably not going to play anything in this game, honestly, Joe, because I want to be able to root for the Celtics and not have to worry about anything else tonight. Because I think this is it. This is the most important game in this team's history in the past
since 2010.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe you could say the 18 team that game seven.
I think that's fair.
But even then,
the expectations were that the fact that you made it to the Eastern Conference Finals was by some accounts a miracle.
You don't have to face Giannis. Durant's not here, and Kawhi was out of the division, the conference this year.
The expectations are off the charts this year.
Just real quick, in the Western Conference, I know you had the Nuggets last night, and this was purely, I looked at it, and I agree with you to a point where LeBron in game one's just usually the team struggles. They try to feel it out and whatever. The final score is 126-114. It went way over the total.
Way.
But Scott Foster, Tony Brothers, how many foul shots were in the first half?
The Lakers, I believe, got 24 foul shots.
That was the difference in the game.
Second quarter alone.
Listen, you lost your bet. Whatever.
No.
I understood why you did.
I don't care if Tony Brothers and Scott Foster are reffing or not. I lose that bet regardless.
The Nuggets had no shot. Jokic got four fouls 40 seconds into the third quarter. And it was a blowout from there. It was a blowout. The fact that it was 12 points in the end was because they put Bol Bol in and somebody else went on. Michael Porter Jr. ended up actually playing well.
Yep.
But they played Anthony Davis with until 2 minutes left in the game. So that helped the second half over hit last night.
Very
good hit for me.
Needed
that one.
this series doesn't feel like it's going to go very long. The Lakers are significantly better than this team.
I think the Lakers right now, at -225 to win it all, might be the best odds you'll get because it's going to go up to 300.
It's already at 350.
All right, then. It was 215 or 220 like a day ago.
It was, yep. And then they win game one, so they're another step closer. Yeah, Miami was +400 to win the NBA championship when they were up 1-0. I believe we recommended that as well. Doesn't matter. We don't count that stuff towards the record anyways. But either way, if you like the Lakers to beat the Heat in the finals is -160.
Okay. College football today. I'm looking at the Bear right now. My boy Chris Felica is talking Wake Forest NC State tonight at 8 o'clock. I have something on the Louisville-Miami game tonight. And then it all kicks off today, Dan, with Tulsa and Oklahoma State. With Oklahoma State -23. Very good offense, ranked 11 in the country. Their first game of the year. Cincinnati plays Austin Peay. And that game's at noon, and they're 34-point favorites. Louisiana off a big win.
The Lafayette Raging Cajuns
taking on Georgia State.
This one has dropped quite a bit. It was at 17.5 the other day. It's down to 15.
Hmm.
So, I mean, there could be some COVID-related stuff, or it could just honestly be a sharp move.
And then I'm looking here, Syracuse, Pittsburgh. I think a lot of people are going to bet this one. Pittsburgh now in top 25. They rolled week one. 3 touchdown favorites. We saw what UNC did last week after a slow start. Total 49 on that one. Last week I liked the over. I see 49 and I like the over again just based off the way Pitts played. But DeVito sucks for Syracuse.
Yeah, to be fair, their kicker missed like 2 or 3 field goals last week. He missed a 21-yarder. However, they're playing in Heinz Field, which is like the hardest place to kick this week. So field goals are probably going to be at a minimum in this game, not a premium. And I would say that, you know, you're looking at, you know, you need touchdowns. You may end up going for it on fourth down.
Liberty, Western Kentucky. I'm not sure what Liberty will be this year, but they were a pretty good team last year as far as betting wise. Western Kentucky off a loss. They're favored by 2 in touchdowns plus today.
Yep. Tyrell Pegroma, the Maryland transfer, starting at quarterback again. I didn't think Western Kentucky was very good into the second half of that Louisville game, and they kind of let up once they were pretty big. And Western Kentucky got back into it at the end, and, you know, whatever. But I wasn't really that impressed with Western Kentucky, to be honest with you.
2 games I want to highlight. We'll go to break. Navy, Tulane, and then BC, Duke. Navy was so bad against BYU. We come to find out that they actually haven't had a practice where they tackled. And BYU destroyed them. So BYU must have been doing their ones versus twos and whatever and actually, like, practicing. Navy got destroyed. It was embarrassing. It was embarrassing. They played Tulane. That's off a win last week against a good Southern Alabama team.
A really good Southern.
Tulane, 6.5. I think Tulane's getting the love. But, Dan, all the sharps, I read everywhere, loves Navy today.
Yeah. So it opened at 8, 8.5. Navy's down. It's down to 6.5. Ken Niumatalolo, who, again, is the head coach for Navy, says that they've been actually hitting in the past 2 weeks. So, you know, they should have had some time. They were off last week, so they should have had some time to prep for this game. Nonetheless, I did give a pick out in this one on the podcast, so go listen to that. But this is going to be... It's in a 12 o'clock slate, Joe, so you're probably watching Tulsa, Oklahoma State, or Syracuse, Pittsburgh, or BC, Duke, but this is going to be a game that does fly under the radar because I think this is an important game for both teams. Tulane starts 2-0 in the American, and beating, you know, 2 good teams, that's going to be really good for them, especially if Navy starts out 0-2, even though they'll only be 0-1 in the American.
I got that game circled today. I'm interested. I'd love to back Navy today. I would love to back Navy in the spot. Oof, don't know if I can after that last performance, though, man. That was scary.
I'm not sure what you're going to get. You might be looking at a second half or a live bet play on that team this week.
Okay, right before the break here, for all you local fans, Boston College takes on Duke today. For those who didn't watch Duke Notre Dame last week, they played tough in South Bend against Notre Dame. They hung around. I think Notre Dame was a little overrated. Ian Book played very bad last week. He's considered one of the better quarterbacks, and Dan shared his opinions on him on the podcast. They lost 27-13. They only won 5 games last year, but they got Clemson transfer Chase Bryce. They're at home. BC's coming in. They finished 6-6 last year. New coach, new quarterback. They still have a couple of pieces on defense, and they'll get a transfer, Phil Djurkovic from Notre Dame.
Djurkovic.
Sorry, why do I say that?
I don't know.
Now, this kid was a stud prospect coming from Notre Dame.
He couldn't be beat out Book, though, which is terrifying if you know my thoughts on Book.
Yeah. BC's defense last year was not good. They gave up over 6,000 yards. They were last in the ACC. They gave up 32 points a game.
Yeah, their offense without Anthony Brown at quarterback was really bad because they were one-dimensional. They ran the ball.
So here's the deal. Forget about a side. I want BC to win. Forget about a side. The total's 51-52. 51.5, 52. I'm leaning the under today. I'm leaning the under. Not taking it right now. I'm circling it. I got another 3 hours to think about it, all right?
BC is returning a large amount of their defensive starters.
And the Ohio State defensive coordinators here, they've got transfers galore from schools that can't play. I just think they have a week of tape on Chase Bryce. I think BC is going to start slow, too. I'm leaning the under in this one, Dan. You know what? The hell with it. Give me the bell.
Just pay.
Give me under 52. BC Duke today.
Tuck, you gotta.
Yeah, pot them up.
Go ahead, bell them.
Boom.
There you go.
And listen, I hope Chase Bryce doesn't score 4 touchdowns today and make me look bad. Because it wasn't. It's good. All right, we got to go to break. More college games coming up next in the NFL slate, too. What a week. It's a busy day today on the DraftKings Over-Under Show.
This is the DraftKings Over-Under Show on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, Dan, let's wrap up a little bit more of college football here, and then we'll get into the good stuff when it comes to the NFL. Well, you can hear the game today on 98.5 The Sports of Notre Dame. It was 25.5, down to 23.5 right now. South Florida goes to South Bend to take on Notre Dame.
It was up at 26, I think, when we did the podcast, and I just told you that. I thought that was too many points.
I don't think South Florida is great. They beat the Citadel last week. The Citadel actually has a decent quarterback. I'm not betting this one, Dan, because last week I learned the hard way. Every single year that I have a bet, you take chalk opening week. Like 30 points plus, you just do it. You do it, and you win. Well, Clemson decided not to do that last week. Notre Dame decided not to do that last week. Somebody else. Georgia. Was it Georgia Southern or Georgia State? Who did Campbell play?
Georgia Southern.
Okay, Georgia Southern. That was another one.
Well, again, they also had
guys.
They also had like 30% of their team out or 40% of their team out. Yeah.
But normally that's like the easy play. We're not dealing with normal times right now. I just don't like South Florida overall. I know they're a bad road team in general.
Yeah, but again,
I'm not touching the game.
New head coach Jeff Scott comes in. Charlie Strong is out. So I mean, you know. Different circumstances. Again, I'm not telling you I'm playing South Florida. I'm just saying I to lay 25, 23 and a half, whatever, you know, 4 scores essentially with, you know, a Notre Dame team that is probably heavily overrated by the analysts and the media and everyone and looked like crap against Duke week one. It's just it's a lot against a team that, you know, again, they beat the Citadel, so let's not go crazy here, but, you know, won and covered and you know, week one.
Yeah, shame on me. I lost with the chalk, not doing it again. So I'm laying off that game. I know people love to bet Notre Dame games. I'm laying off. I do have a pick on the 3:30 game, UCF-Georgia Tech. The only thing that's scaring me about that one, dude, is the line has not moved. 7.5.
Okay, well, Sims is the freshman, literally the true freshman who started
Georgia
last
Tech
week.
Played really well against Florida State. You could say whatever you want, Florida State like whatever.
They suck.
Georgia Tech came back, won that game. Sims was good. Kid was all purpose, literally. Threw for 277 yards and ran for what, like 60 yards or whatever?
64, yep.
I have a play. Go listen to the podcast on that one. App State Marshall. There is so much action on this game today. Marshall obviously came off like a 50-point win or whatever. And Appalachian State's one of the hottest teams just over the last few years. They're 23. The line right now is 5.5, which is a deadline. It's making me think this one's a close one. And I think App State's the way better team.
Now, did you have a play on this on the podcast?
I did not, but okay. I circled it because I'm looking at it.
Okay, so
I think App State should win the game. The line makes me think that Marshall at home is the side.
Everyone, and this is not a knock on you. Just literally every single person I've heard has said that they're taking App State.
Yeah. I think that I watched that Marshall game. They were unbelievable when I watched it. Against an FCS team. Okay?
App State was terrible.
They were bad last week. You're right. They were right. They snuck out a win.
But again, it's not just.
And they're overrated a little bit because of what they've done. You know?
Right. They're returning Zach Thomas and you know they're returning their quarterback and everything. I get it. I just
Marcus Williams, the big player, their running back. That's what everybody loves from App State.
I just didn't understand what the and again Hannigan's their wide receiver too. But again, I didn't really understand the allure of App State. Like last year, they were underrated. I feel like we're going the other way with them. Like we're maybe overrating them again. Now they're playing a Conference USA opponent. So I mean, like, you know, I and Marshall's coming off a game against Eastern Kentucky. It just feels like every single guy I know loves App State this week. I'm not taking either side. I just don't get it.
It's a good point. I mean, it's either you stay. The 5.5 line's dead. It's a dead line. And the team at home is getting no respect.
Although it would have mattered at the NFL level on Thursday. So
that's right. It came right down.
So, but it's just weird because the whole world loves App State. And I thought they looked horrible against Charlotte. And then Chris Reynolds got knocked out. And then, you know, Charlotte even came back a little bit. I don't love App State. But we'll see.
I just want to blow through two games. We'll hit the break into NFL real quick. The Troy Mid Tennessee State game, it's a 3-point spread, and people are going to be over that, and they're going to look at Mid Tennessee like how bad they played against Army, and I just think Troy's the better team, but we'll see what happens with that game. I'm not touching Clemson. They burned me last week, and I know they don't care about spreads anymore. They don't care. They're going to win the ACC, and they don't care about spreads. SMU should bounce back against North Texas, but, you know, 14.5. It's got that little hook on there. It's win by 2 touchdowns. And then I mentioned Miami-Louisville. I have a pick. I gave it out on the players card and on the podcast. It's a big one tonight. Spread hasn't moved on that game either.
Yeah, I think by kick we'll probably see a 3 on that one. And then 7:30 also going up against the Miami-Louisville game, a game which no one will watch. La Tech travels to Hattiesburg to take on Southern Miss. I gave a play.
We talked about this.
I gave a play on the podcast in that game. It is my favorite college football play of the week by far.
So. Okay. NFL, which week two is always a interesting week two. There's a lot of stuff that people overvalue from week one heading into week two. Can we just talk about one game before we hit the break?
Sure.
Cowboys-Falcons. It's 4 now, the spread, Dallas. Falcons coming off a loss. Not a good one. I mean, they threw for 455 yards, Matt Ryan. Cowboys lose in bad fashion. In Cowboys fashion.
No, they lost in ref fashion.
Cowboys fashion.
That was such a bold BS call.
Do you lean aside at all in this one?
No. I really don't know what we're going to see from either of these teams today. So we talked about this one on the podcast. Dead number. Don't really know what you're going to get from either team. Offensively, Atlanta looks the part. You know, the Cowboys look like they have struggles at times still, but Mike McCarthy did not do anything to fix his image with Dallas. I mean, he looks like the same old Green Bay Packer 2017, 2018, whatever team they were, where just they look stale, and it kind of felt like that way in Dallas as well. So that does concern me a little bit. I don't know. I think that we're going to get the total set of 53.5, we should see points.
Falcons could not get any defensive stops last week.
Not a one.
It was very bad. All right, we'll go over the whole slate coming up next here on the DraftKings Over-Under Show.
This is the DraftKings Over-Under Show with Joe Murray and Dan Lifschitz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
5 minutes to go here, Dan. Tucker, feel free to jump in. Giants Bears 1:00, Bears 5.5, total 42. Your thoughts?
Good luck, Chicago. Hey, you win a lucky one last week. If you win this week, at least you have some momentum. I don't know. The Giants offensive line looked so bad last week. It's hard to back them.
Ready for a trend? Giants 5-1 against the spread last 6 versus Chicago. Tucker,
give me the Giants.
Okay,
to cover.
Okay, we got Lions-Bears. Cleet Blakeman, baby. Now, did you know?
Lions-Packers.
Lions-Packers, did I say that?
You said Bears.
Bears. Lions-Packers, I think I've shared this with you guys, but the Green Bay is 26-3 straight up in their last 29 games at home versus Detroit. But Detroit 6-0 against the spread the last 6 against Green Bay.
And now do the Cleet Blakeman games.
So...
under and the dog. There you go. All you need to know.
Detroit 6-0, last 6 versus Green Bay against the spread.
What's the spread?
6.5.
Six and a half.
Packers.
Okay. Yes. I either go Lions or nothing.
Tuck, you don't want to go against Clue Blakeman in the under and the
double. I am. I am going against him.
It's called a fade.
The Packers are going to win.
It's called a fade, Dan.
I highly suggest you don't do that, Tucker.
Jaguars, Titans. By the way, this game opened at 11.
Yeah, down to 7.5. I take Tennessee at 7.5, personally.
Jacksonville, 2-10 straight up past 12 games at Tennessee.
I'd take the Titans.
Not good.
If you made me, I'd take the Titans.
Same.
Okay. Vikings, Colts.
This is just going to be a crazy game because both these teams had bad losses last week and both need a win.
So. The Vikings have lost 6 in a row straight up at Indianapolis. They suck at Indy.
Yeah, but there's no fans.
That beats that on nothing.
Yeah, means nothing.
Okay, so no side?
No lead? I think that
Vikings.
I might lean that way too. Again, I wouldn't touch it.
Okay. Bills, Dolphins, vomit.
Bills.
No.
What's the spread?
Stop.
I'll give you a PP. Ready?
Okay.
Under 43.
Yeah, that I like.
Thanks, Dan.
All right.
We don't need the bell.
Go ahead, Bell.
There you go. Miami wins that game outright. You guys are.
I just said under.
The Bills aren't good. Enough.
49ers,
neither
Jets.
Are the Dolphins.
49ers, Jets, no George Kittle. San Francisco, -7 off a loss. Traveling west to east.
Trash next.
This game is how about this
horrendous.
One? Rams, Eagles.
By the way, just going back to the Niners, Jets, it's backup corners versus backup wide receivers. I don't think it's
under.
I don't think a single star is playing that game. Rams, Eagles, I gave a pick out on this one on the podcast.
Okay. Go check that out there then. We have Broncos, Steelers. I think you gave one out there too.
I did not. I don't have anything on this one.
Broncos offense was decent. Their coach is a moron. I'll just leave it at that one. Panthers, Bucks. Line's 8.5 now.
Whole world's going to be on Tampa. It opened at 9.5. Down 8.5. Whole world's going to be on Tampa. The whole world's been bouncing back. Wouldn't shock me if Carolina won the game. I'm not touching it.
Washington, Arizona. I have another pick on this one.
Okay, hit me.
Over 46.
There you go.
Okay.
The football team and the Cardinals over 46.
I am square. You know who I like in the Chiefs Chargers games. Yeah. I have statistics to back that up. And the whole world's on the Chiefs.
Yep.
Ravens, Texans.
Whole world's on the Ravens.
Oh, God. I really like the Texans this week. I can't do it. I want to. And then Patriots, Seahawks. I don't know. I don't know which way. Like, based off what I saw a week ago, Seattle was really good. It's 3.5 or 4. I don't know. Whatever you're going to get a kickoff. I honestly don't know how the Patriots are going to score. They've, you know, in the history shows that they've held Cam Newton in check running the football. So the Patriots are going to have to find ways to score this week. It's probably a Sony Michel game because he only had 10 carries last week.
Pat's money line.
Whew. I don't know. I might look at a total at some point in this game. I still haven't looked in this one.
I haven't either. I'd just say if I'm taking everything.
Probably
I'm
tweet
taking,
one
I'm
out.
I'm taking Pat's money line.
Probably tweet one out on that one. And then I'm just fading the Saints because they always struggle week one, week two, even though they won last week convincingly.
On the road. With
Raiders opening night, but no fans.
Likely without Michael Thomas. Yep. Likely.
Oh, really?
Yes, Michael Thomas is out. It was supposed to be 3 weeks, and now it's down to like 1 week, and we don't know.
Yeah, I'd be shocked if he played.
Yeah, it sounds like likely without him.
Okay.
So number one target out.
I fade the Saints week one and week two. I know they won last week, but I'm going to fade them again.
So if you double Emmanuel Sanders, who's their third wide receiving option there, Tuck?
Well, it's Traquan Smith, and I couldn't tell you who the third. It's that deep.
All right. Next week we go 2 hours, so we'll actually be able to like really break these things down. We just did a little hurry up there. Hardy's up next. Dan Lifshatz wanted to share something with Hardy.
I just wanted to share that Tiger sucks, Hardy. I love you very much, Hardy, but your opinion of Tiger, it gets worse because he can't even make the cut now in the big tournaments, man. He doesn't have it anymore.
Do you want me to go through the list of players who didn't make the cut at the U.S. Open? Can I ask you if they all suck too?
No, but he consistently, okay, so he consistently misses the cut. Consistently.
Honestly, Dan, I mean, I would argue it. I would back it up. But your opinion on this is just wrong. You are proof that opinions can be wrong. He doesn't suck. He missed the cut at Winged Foot along with half of the best golfers in the world, Tommy Fleetwood, Phil Mickelson, who can still play, by the way. Phil Mickelson is out there lapping the guys on the Champions Tour. Cameron Champ, one of the up-and-comers, Justin Rose, Danny Willett, who won the Masters a couple few years ago, Matt Kuchar, all these guys missed the cut. They blew up yesterday. Henrik Stenson, Steve Stricker, Kevin Kisner, Brant Snedeker, they all missed the cut. Ian Poulter. I mean, how many names? Brendan Grace, all these guys who I understand you don't know because I know I love you, and that's all I may need to know. Jordan Spieth, they all missed the cut. Does Jordan Spieth suck at golf? Do you? Because I don't think you do. You think missing the cut every single week.
Neither does Tiger. This is going to be the tournament every single week. Tiger's the guy.
Tiger doesn't miss the cut every single week.
No, he doesn't. You're right.
Okay, then stop talking. You don't know what you're talking about. I don't hate you for it, but you literally don't know what you're talking about. You're trying to get a rise out of me, and it's just dumb.
I'm not. He's just not good anymore. We got to put it through the lift stats.
Let him go through the lift stats. Let him do his model. And then we'll pick this one up on Twitter. He's the most heavily bet golfer in every single tournament
and has not won, I think, one. You won one time in the past 3 years? Two times?
Look, from a gambling perspective, it's stupid. Everybody who bets Tiger, something ridiculous like 10 or 12 to 1 to win it, that's crazy. That's insanity. You'd have to be an absolute moron to bet big money on odds like that. So from a betting perspective, yes, anyone who's betting Tiger Woods or anyone else to win a tournament, this is why it's fun to bet today.
So I bet five.
I don't place big money on golfers to win tournaments until Saturday. Let me see what they do after two rounds. Let me see who's close to the lead and look for value for guys who are like 2-3 strokes off the lead.
I would do that with Tiger, but he didn't make the cut, so I don't think I can find any value this week.
All right.
Yes, everybody who missed the cut sucks.
Hardy has the golf club, the final golf club, Sports Hub Golf Show. Hardy, good luck today. Hopefully your blood pressure is good. Dan didn't get you going. I get the headlines for you.
No, you know what? It's like my 9-year-old doesn't get my blood pressure going either. When he starts babbling his nonsense, I just ignore him.
Okay. I appreciate it for being compared to your 9-year-old, Hardy. I didn't know that you really
I apologize for that. He's 10, and he's a lot smarter than you.
That's fair.
All righty, Hardy, coming up next here on 98.5 The Sports.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape. And a wrench. And a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random 2x found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.